progress is being made on the ruptured pipe in the town of Weston, but the boil water order remains in effect for 2 million residents in Greater Boston. Engineers out at the site where the pipes broke in Weston have now placed a collar on two huge water pipes. Officials hope to begin pressure testing that fix this morning and then test the water supply for its safety. Governor Patrick joins us on the line now to talk about the progress being made. Good morning, Governor.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
So tell us exactly what I'm fine, Governor. Thank you very much. Tell us exactly what's happening in Weston at this hour in terms of fixing this problem.
Well, the repair is done. That was done early this morning, and actually the pressure testing to make sure that the repair is sound and that there is not another leak somewhere else, that is also complete and was successful. So the process now begins of turning the water back on and then testing water to make sure it's safe for drinking. So that'll take the testing, because you have to grow a culture, I guess, and there's a period of time required for that. That's normally about a 24-hour process. So there's still a little work to do to make sure the water is safe for drinking, but the progress has been outstanding. The teams have done a wonderful job working to get this right and coordinating to assure that that the public safety above all is protected.
Now, there are roughly on the order of 700,000 homes and businesses in the greater Boston area affected by all of this. So that means maybe 1.5 million taps out there that aren't all going to be tested. How extensive will the safety testing be?
There's a protocol for this that the Department of Environmental Protection and the Department of Public Health follow. They'll be flushing out the system. I think that's the term, somewhat unfortunate, but the term that is used, and which means that they'll go to certain key fire hydrants, for example, to blow out the system, and then they do testing at these key checkpoints. And once they give the all clear, then I'll take down the boil water order, but not until that. I'm just hoping it comes as soon as possible, and I know the general public is hoping it comes as soon as possible.
What is your message for residents affected by this morning, then?
Well, the first thing is to continue to boil water. That's the first solution. And boiling at a rolling boil for 1 minute is enough to kill all the bad stuff in there and assure safety. We have distributed through the National Guard and the emergency services in Boston and in local communities bottled water, but the priority for that bottled water that is through the public supply, this, Bob, is distinct from what you can buy in the markets and so forth. The public supply of bottled water is prioritized for vulnerable populations. So we're trying to make sure that folks who are shut in, who are infirm, who are elderly, are looked after first with that public supply. But boiling water for those who can is the first solution.
And I know that inspectors are watching out for this, Governor. Have you heard of any instances of price gouging as people scramble to find bottled water?
It's a good question, Bob, and we heard only instances, not because we've gotten any calls, but one reporter yesterday from one of the TV stations mentioned it because he said that they'd gotten calls at the station, and we followed up on that. I ordered the Division of Standards in state government to put an advisory out to all businesses that we were not going to tolerate this alleged gouging, and we've had some spot inspections out there as well.
Finally, Governor, I know you live in Milton, which is one of the towns affected. So what did you do this morning? How did you behave in terms of not being able to use directly the water out of your tap?
Well, we've got two big soup pots that we use for making soup or boiling, the occasional celebratory lobster or something like that. And they've been on the stove rolling, boiling. And we've been dipping into that for everything from, making coffee to watering the dogs. And we're doing what we're supposed to do in that respect. I was also out at BJ's on, I guess it was Saturday night, picking up some of those big containers of refrigerator water that we use regularly, just to make sure we had a couple of those on backup.
So, folks,
we're getting by.
Folks should follow your lead then.
It's safe to shower. It's certainly safe to flush and use the facilities at home. the advisories about what not to do are up on the web at mass.gov, or if anybody has any questions, they should call 211. But the point is, try for water that you would ingest, that you would drink, to stick to boiled water as the first solution, or bottled water if you don't have access to boiled water.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, thank you very much for giving us the update, speaking to Morning Edition.
You bet. I hope we'll have some very good news for everybody very soon.